Good morning, it's 10 a.m. My name is Doreen, and here's what's happening inside the Ignite newsroom. FIFA announced on Sunday that Toronto and Vancouver will be hosting a combined total of 13 games as part of the World Cup. Toronto will host Canada's first ever men's World Cup match. This event is expected to create over 3,500 jobs and attract more than 300,000 visitors, leading to a GDP boost of almost $400 million. However, experts say that fans and planners should not be too optimistic about the expected economic benefits of the event. The taxpayers' cost for hosting the event will also be quite high, with an estimated cost of around $300 million for Toronto in 2026. An Ontario court will hear a challenge to the Safe Streets Act, which prohibits soliciting in certain public spaces aggressively. The law carries a maximum fine of $500 for the first offense and up to $1,000 imprisonment for up to 6 months for subsequent offenses. The Fair Change Legal Clinic argues that the law violates several charter rights, including freedom of expression and the right not to be subjected to cruel and unusual punishments. Advocates say the law infringes on the rights of vulnerable members of society. The constitutional challenge is being heard this week in Ontario's Super Court. A judge has ruled Hamilton Police Service violated a woman's charter right with cavalier disregard after smashing her way into her apartment home to look for drugs. The case against the woman and the evidence officers seized, which includes $500,000 of cannabis products, $50,000 in cash, and some magic mushrooms, were thrown out of court. The police couldn't explain why they chose to execute a no-knock raid. The officers, despite being experienced, did not report the evidence they seized and did not properly inform the woman of her right to a lawyer. Police services say no-knock raids are generally only used if there's a higher risk of danger or a potential destruction of evidence. I'll be back with your sports and weather next.
My name is Jeff. Last New Year's Eve, I had a bit too much to drink and tried to drive home. I'd always seen those mad adverts and thought I'd never drink and drive. But I did, and it's something I regret to this day. Because of my actions, I'm now paralyzed from the waist down. You might not be so lucky. If you're going to drink, please, don't drive.
This is a small dog barking. This is a medium-sized dog barking. And this is a big dog barking. Regardless of a dog's size or breed, its bite is always worse than its bark. That's why Canada's letter carriers kindly ask that you keep your dog indoors, in a fenced yard, or tied securely away from your mailbox. You may think your dog won't bite, but statistics say otherwise. More than 70% of reported dog bites happen at home and involve family pets. So please, be aware of where your dog is when we're delivering your mail.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Last night was a busy night for sports. In the NHL, the New York Islanders faced off against the Toronto Maple Leafs, with the Islanders leading 3-2. In the NBA game, the Lakers defeated the Hornets with a final score of 124-116. The Mavericks have won against the 76ers with a final score of 118-102.
Ignite Radio Weather.
And taking a look at your weather, today a mix of sun and cloud, high plus 2, wind chill minus 6 in the morning, UV index 2 or low. Tonight, a few clouds, low minus 5, wind chill near minus 7, tomorrow sunny, high plus 5. Currently outside the Ignite newsroom is minus 1 degree. I'm Doreen with Ignite Radio News.
Not your average internet radio station. This is Ignite Radio.
Get music.
Get music. Now.
Now.
Karma is that girl, like.
You flip the script for the hell of it. Addicted to betrayal, but you're relevant. You're terrified to look down. Cause if you dare, you see the glare of everyone you burn just to get there. It's coming back around. And I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know what I mean.
sex bout to bounce. Karma is a fire in your house. And she bout to pop up unannounced. And she never leaving you alone. Watch her put your ops on a throne. Got you waving pretty white flags. Feeling for that cash. Thinking it'll save ya. Now you switching up your behavior. It's okay, baby. You ain't gotta worry. Karma never gets lazy. So I keep my head up, my bread up. I won't let her. Never. Promise that you'll never endeavor with none lesser. Ever, ever. I be dragging that wagon. Karma is a beauty. Winning that pageant. On your scent like a bounty hunter,
and karma's gonna track you down
step by step from town to town. Sweet like justice,
karma is a queen.
Karma takes all my friends to the summit.
Facts.
Karma is the guy on the screen
coming straight home to me.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Ignite Radio now.
Some things don't sit right. This close to midnight. It's someone else in this light. Ooh, 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 ooh. Stand in the kitchen, attempting to fix this. So I try to listen to you.
Ignite Radio, that was Ladida, Lennon, Stella. My name is Doi, and you're listening to The Hive. So today we'll be talking about some things that are trending on Twitter. So I went on Twitter like yesterday in the evening, and I saw this story about a girl that came on Twitter to rant that a best friend actually slept with her boyfriend and then got pregnant for him. And so this girl then also came on Twitter, like, after she saw that tweet, to defend herself, in quotes, and said, oh, yes, like, I slept with your boyfriend accidentally, and then in the process, we fell in love, and then I got pregnant for him, that it was all love in the way. I'm like, how do you accidentally sleep with someone else's boyfriend? Not even just anyone. Your friend, your best friend, you slept with a boyfriend and you don't even feel remorseful, because she was just saying it with this pride, like, oh, love happened, blah blah blah. Like, I don't know if people were like blaming the girl, like the one who slept with the boyfriend, but like I'm saying, people are actually forgetting also that the guy is to be blamed. How do you look at your girlfriend's friend to even think of accidentally sleeping with her and then falling in love and then getting her pregnant? Like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense when you know that you are in a relationship and you're getting tired or you're bored, or like, why don't you just end the relationship? Why do you have to hurt someone that much by going to a friend? And also, like, talking about the friend also, I just feel it's her being greedy, because, like, there are plenty fishes in the river. Like, there are plenty men. How come out of all the men in the whole world, the only person that you thought that you could have something with, you could sleep with or fall in love with or get pregnant for, is your friend, your best friend's boyfriend? How does that even make sense? How come... Bro, like, is the fact that she tweeted this thing with so much pride in her, like, she wasn't even feeling remorseful. And then she went on to blame the girl and say, oh, the guy said, you don't cook for him well, you don't do your girlfriend duties well. Like, what does that even mean? What does that even mean? So, like, somebody under the, like, in the comment section was like, oh, you did this to someone who's your friend, and do you really think that this kind of man, because obviously I would say the man is, I don't know what to say, probably cheap, for you to like allow yourself be stolen, because that's just the word. I won't believe I said stolen, because you are not a thing that can be stolen. Like, for you to do that to your friend, that do you think probably if the both of you probably get married, that the marriage is going to last, that it's probably going, you are probably going to do the same thing to someone else, or someone is going to do the same thing to you, or blah. It was just a lot, and I just couldn't help but feel for that girl that was in so much pain. Like, she even found out through WhatsApp that her best friend was pregnant, and that was when she asked, who's the father? And then they were like, oh, it's your boyfriend. Oh, I cannot even imagine what she went through when she heard it. The shock, bro, the shock that she must have faced and she must have felt. It's just a lot. People, like, we can do better, honestly. So coming up next is Sam Smith, Love Me More, only on Ignite Radio. Stay tuned.
He's calling for your help. Our dog guides help people with sight, hearing, and medical or physical disabilities.
Hello, my name is Megan, and my dog guide's name is Kyote. There are many Canadians with disabilities, like me, that rely on a dog guide to help gain freedom in our daily lives.
Please join us to raise money through Lions Foundation of Canada's Purina Walk for Dog Guides. To register and find a walk near you, log on to purinawalkfordogguides.com.
You're listening to Ignite Radio, bringing the world hit music now.
Have you ever felt like being somebody else? Feeling like the mirror isn't good for your health? Every day I'm trying not to hate myself, but lately it's not hurting like it did.
did before. Maybe I am learning how to love me more. It used to burn, every insult, every word, but it helped me learn. Self-worth I had to earn. So I tried every night to sip with sorrow, and eventually it set me free. Have you ever felt like being somebody else? Feeling like the mirror isn't good for your health. Every day I'm trying not to hate myself, but lately it's not hurting like it did before. Maybe I am learning how to love me more. Just a little bit, love me more. A little bit, love me more. Oh no,
love me more.
Just a little bit,
love me more.
I used to cry myself to sleep at night. I'd blame the sky when the mess was in my mind.
I couldn't see, I couldn't breathe,
so I sat with sorrow, and eventually it set me free. Have you ever felt like being somebody else? Feeling like that mirror isn't good for your health. Every day I'm trying not to hate myself, but lately it's not hurting like it did before. Maybe I am learning how to love me. Just a little bit,
love me more.
Just a little bit,
love me more.
I'm gonna try to
love me more.
With a little bit of love,
love me more.
Yeah,
love me more. Love me more.
Just
love
a little
more.
Bit,
love me more.
Love me more.
Love me more.
Oh.
Ignite Radio. Listen at work,
home,
the beach, pretty much wherever you are. IgniteRadio.ca.
If you any mom, any sister, any job, any broke down car, and the things you call art. If you and your friends that I'll never see again, everybody but your dog, you can all F off. I swear I meant to mean the best when it ended. Even tried to bite my tongue when you started. Now you're texting all my friends, asking questions. They never even liked you in the first place. Dated a girl that I hate for the attention. She only made it 2 days, what a connection. It's like you'd do anything for my affection. You're going all about it in the worst ways. I was into you.
Call art. If you and your friends that I'll never see
that you call RF, you and your friends that I'll never see again. Everybody but your dog, you can all laugh off.
Remember when the streetlights came on and we had to be home? Remember when Elm Street came on, couldn't watch it alone? Remember every prank call we made, it starts 69. Remember trying to hit 888 to go back in time? Remember when they played Purple Rain to our first slow dance? Remember when we thought that first base was just holding hands? Those days come back in the dead of night. Those days that felt like another life. What you'd be doing back in those days? We'd be turning up the stereo and playing everywhere we go. And so did everyone we know in those days. And everybody got to fall in love with every movie made for us. God, I couldn't get enough of those days. Remember every poster we had on the wall. Remember every t-shirt we stole from the local mall. Remember Guns N' Roses came out when you're standing in line. Remember front row at that show, camped out all night.
So as we chat online,
oh, those days come back in the dead of night. Those days that felt like another life. What would you be doing back in those days? We'd be turning up the stereo and playing everywhere we go. And so did everyone we know in those days. And everybody got to fall in love with every movie made for us. And God, I couldn't get enough of those days.
The time we waste, cause life.
Ignite Radio, that was Those Days by Nickelback. And this is The Hive. So let's talk about, is it only me or has TikTok gotten boring? TikTok used to be so interesting that I would always go on TikTok every single time, every single day. Now, I'm not even motivated to want to go on TikTok. It has gotten so boring. I think it's because all the old Universal Music Group artists that just left and, oh, like, TikTok was, like, my go-to app for me. Now, I don't even want to go on TikTok because I just feel like TikTok has become, like, is now, like, the new YouTube. Because everybody is now talking. And the main reason why a lot of people go on TikTok before was, you know, to dance, vibes to the song. But now, everybody on TikTok has literally become a YouTuber. Everybody's talking. Everybody has something to say. That's not the essence of TikTok. I mean, the app literally has a music symbol on it. Like, let them just fix whatever it is that is going on TikTok, because it really cannot go on like this. I think a lot of people are going to withdraw from that app, and a lot of people are just going to put that app aside. Because that, aside from that, like, that app literally made a lot of artists and a lot of songs go viral. Like, there are a lot of songs I know in my head that I don't even want to start naming that would never have gone viral if not for TikTokers. So I don't understand what's going on, but they should really try to do better because it has gotten really boring. I don't even go on TikTok anymore, which is rare and unusual for me. Coming up next is the Entertainment Minute on Ignite Radio. Stay tuned.
Heart disease is a killer that doesn't discriminate between old and young. That's why the Heart and Stroke Foundation was behind research leading to in utero heart treatments, saving babies' lives before they're even born. This is what happens when you put your heart into it.
It's been an exciting night at Pee Wee Hockey, Billy.
These kids have really played their hearts out tonight, Jim.
And now in the stands, two moms drop their mittens, and it looks like they want to go. It's Porter's mom and Smith's mom. Smith's mom gets in two right hands.
Porter's got a real big size advantage in this one.
Now Wilkinson's mom comes in from behind. Wilkinson pulls Porter's cashmere sweater over her head.
I tell you, that's got to be one of the most unladylike things I've ever seen.
We got parents tearing up everywhere in the stands.
Absolute mayhem.
Relax. It's just a game. A message from Hockey Canada.
From Canada to the U.S., Finland, Japan, well, basically the whole world. This is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
You might think I'm crazy, the way I've been craving. If I put it quite plainly, just give me them babies. So what you doing tonight? Better stay doing you right. Watching movies, but we ain't seen a thing tonight. Yeah. I don't want to keep you up. Can you keep it up, yeah? Cause then I'd like to keep you up. So maybe I'ma keep you up, but I've been drinking coffee, and I've been eating healthy. No one gets squeaky, saving up my energy. Can you stay up all night? Love me till the daylight. 30 for 35. Can you stay up all night? All night. Love me till the daylight. 30 for 35. Can you keep it up? Yeah. Cause then I'll have to keep you up. So maybe I'ma keep you up. But I've been drinking coffee.
I've been drinking coffee.
And I've been eating healthy.
I've been eating healthy.
No one's getting squeaky. Yeah. Saving up my energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you stay up all night?
All night.
Love me till the daylight. 30 for 35. Can you stay up all night?
But when I'm riding, I'ma leave it open like a door, come inside it. Even though I'm wavy, you can hit it like a side chick. Don't need no side, no. Got the neighbors in an earthquake. 4.5 when I make the best shake. Put it down heavy, even though it's lightweight. Yeah, we started at midnight. Go till the sunrise. Done at the same time. But I'm counting the time when we got it for life. I know all your favorite spots. We could take it from the top. Such a dream come true, true. Make up on the hits, no. Can you stay up all night? Love me till the daylight. Can you?
30 for 35. Can you stay up all night?
Online.
Online.
24/7, 365. Playing hit music now.
Only
on Ignite Radio.
Brother, treat you like a friend, respect you like a lover. Oh, 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 oh.
Could bet that never gonna stop that. Could bet that never.
never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
If you beat the charge, I'll be the rubber band. You beat a match, I will be a fuse. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise a bet, cause you're the joker. Tripped off, you are the choke. And I could be the blackboard, you can be the top. And I can be the phone. Yeah, when the sky comes falling.
Gotta sweat that. You could bet that. Never gotta sweat that. You could bet that. Never gotta sweat that.
During his acceptance speech for the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award, Jay-Z showed that he has a good memory. He mentioned the times when rap artists complained about not receiving enough recognition from the Grammys, even boycotting a show. However, he acknowledged that they still watched the ceremony from a hotel room, which wasn't an effective boycott. Jay-Z believes that it's unfair that his wife Beyoncé, who has won an astonishing 32 Grammys, has never received the Album of the Year award. He admitted that he gets nervous and he speaks the truth. Spotify has recently gained a new multi-year partnership agreement with Joe Rogan, a controversial podcast host. His extremely popular show will soon be available on other platforms like YouTube and Apple Podcasts, in addition to Spotify. The company announced this renewed partnership on its corporate blog on Friday. The Joe Rogan Experience has been an exclusive podcast on Spotify since 2020, under a prior multi-million dollar deal.
You need initially. It's just one call away, and you'll leave him your loyal to me. But this time I'll let you be, 'cause he seems like he's good for you, and he makes you feel like you should.
all smiles. I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
Ignite Radio, that was Unstoppable by Sia, and this is The Hive. So let's talk about also cheating. So there's this stuff that happened. I don't really know if it's a trend, but I know that there's this stuff that happened where probably a person cheats on his or her partner, and then the other partner decides that as revenge, she or he decides to cheat back. What? I don't know, like, there are a lot of controversial thoughts surrounding something like that. Some people will tell you that, yes, he cheated, so you should cheat back. Let him know how he feels. Some people would say, oh, it's not, you did not have to do that. You just should have just walked out of the relationship. You didn't need to do that to yourself. But some people will tell you that, oh, doing that would help you heal. So, what, I don't know, like, if you ask me, though, I would say, Is it enough justification? Would it like cure you of the hurt and the anger that you felt when the person did what he did or when the person did what she did? I don't think it is enough justification to cheat on your partner back. I don't know, but at the end of the day, like, some people do forgive cheating. So, like, yes, see, it might still be your partner, but some people do not forgive cheating. So why don't you just leave the relationship instead of doing that? Because I honestly feel that nobody is worth it. Nobody is worth that planning, that doing, nobody's worth you doing that to yourself, if that's like what I'm trying to say. If someone cheats on you, just leave. You don't need to cheat back. I actually know someone that would cheat back. I know someone that would do it. Like, she even tells you, like, if you cheat on me, bro, I'm going to cheat on you back. And so you know where she stands. So you know that, oh, if you do this, she's going to cheat on you back. So you just know where she stands on the matter. But my own is, why don't you just walk out and just move on? Walk out of the relationship and just move on with your life. Coming up next is Way Back Playback on Ignite Radio. So stay tuned.
Studies show anti-smoking fear campaigns have no effect on stopping kids from smoking. But $5,000 in cold hard cash is an excellent motivator for kids not to smoke. They can spend it after graduating high school on anything they want. Imagine your kid paying for their own college tuition, holiday, or a car. As parents, we want our kids to think for themselves and make good, healthy choices, and smoking is a bad choice. Your kids can be rewarded with $5,000 for graduating smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been tested, he might still be with us. Talk to your doctor. Get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
This is your Way Back Playback on Ignite Radio.
In April 10, a song was released as the third single from an artist's debut solo album. It was made available on iTunes and Urban Radio. A sequel to the song was later released, featuring new artists and fellow American rapper Eminem. This collaboration led to a Grammy nomination for Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals. My name is Doim, and up next is Airplanes by B.O.B. and Ailey Williams on Ignite Radio.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars? I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the party and it's smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap, and you hoping but them people never call you back. But that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late. I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight, and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we pretend that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Somebody take me back to the days before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get it to that Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays, we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game. And back when ain't nobody listened to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang.
But this is for Decatur, what's up, Bobby Ray? So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now. Wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now. Wish right now.
We're bringing you hit music now. So let's get talking. Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter
at Ignite Radio Now.
Give me a broken, give me a burden, all of the hurt you had away. Give me a ugly, give me a lonely, all of the words you're scared to say. Baby, come closer, head on my shoulder. Broken, give me a burden. I'll break for you. If you just let me in, I could be here all night. Yeah, I say everything, and I don't know what that feels like. Oh, but I would fight for this forever. I could take the pressure, whatever comes. Give me a broken, give me a burden. All the hurt you hide away. Give me your ugly, give me your lonely, all of the words you're scared to say. Baby, come closer, head on my shoulder, you know I'll carry all the way. Give me your broken, give me your burden, I'll break for you. On fire, you pretend that it's alright. Sorry, I've seen you cry, holding it all inside. Oh, you know I would fight for this forever. I could take the pressure, whatever comes. Give me a broken, give me a burden, all of the hurt you hide away. Give me a ugly, give me a lonely, all of the words you're scared to say.
Ignite Radio, that was Break For You by Valley. My name is Doyin. And then I just quickly want to say something, that do you ever wonder when someone starts to ask you something, but then abruptly the person just says, never mind. And then you just get so frustrated and you're like, what did you want? Why did you tell me in the first place? Why did you start the conversation in the first place when you know you were not even going to tell me? Why did you... The curiosity that someone feels when people do that, like, it's worse, and it gets worse when you have to beg and you just go, please just tell me, because this time your curiosity is just so high that you would do anything for that piece of information. And the worst part is, it might not even be something that is that meaningful, but the person just wants to trigger you. The person just, oh my god, like, that is really, really, it can get really, really bad. It's because your mind would be wondering, your mind would be thinking of different things that's possible that the person wanted to actually say to you. But because you don't know what the person wants to say, you just can't help it. And it gets really bad. That's what curiosity does. That's what curiosity really does. Anyways, we've come to the end of the show. We've come to the end of the hour. Make sure to follow me on Doyin's Ive on Instagram. And wait for the next show, guys. It's really going to be fun. I had fun with you guys, and I hope you had fun also. Same time, The Hive. Same time next week, Tuesday, 10 a.m. Bye.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, I want to be an organ donor. We'll wait a moment while you do that. There. It's done. Thank you. From the Kidney Foundation of Canada.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics. Back then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than a million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live at igniteradio.ca.
Give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built of people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties and the diamonds. Sometimes when I close my eyes, 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity. 'Cause I've made some real big mistakes. You make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you sold me for parts. You sunk your teeth into me. You're a bloodsucker, dream crusher. Bleed me dry like a damn vampire. And every girl I ever talked to told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? Ooh, what a mesmerizing, paralyzing, tragic thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never. No better. I've made some real big mistakes. I should make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart. You made me look so naive. The way you saw me from parts as you sunk your deep into me. Dream crusher, bleed me dry like a damn vampire.
This is Sam Waterston. Shriners Hospitals for Children is a one-of-a-kind healthcare system providing pediatric specialty care to kids with orthopedic conditions, burns, spinal cord injuries, and more. This world-class care is combined with innovative research and outstanding teaching programs that support Shriners Hospitals in their mission of helping children realize their dreams. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners Hospitals for Children, helping kids defy the odds.
Walk. Run. Hike. And help millions.
Just because I have rheumatoid arthritis, I didn't do this just for me. I did it for everybody, and this is my way of saying I will fight, and I will fight this disease until for the rest of my life.
Be part of the Arthritis Society's Joints in Motion training team. Call 1-800-321-1433. We'll help you every step of the way.